John Walter's on the line with us, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, as Iowa State travels to take on Cincinnati this weekend. But last weekend, it was a great home win for Iowa State, 27-14. Iowa State takes down TCU as, you know, it was really the running game that came alive in this one. It's been pretty impressive to see Eli Sanders. I know he got in the end zone, but boy, the freshman from Southeast Polk, Abu Sama, I tell you what, this kid is really coming along here. It's a pretty impressive running back crew when they really get going.
It is, and the offensive line has gotten a lot better as the season's gone on and created some holes for those guys, and you can see what they can do now. And same with the tight ends. They've blocked better. The receivers have blocked better. So, you know, some of this was probably to be expected with a young football team with a lot of moving parts and a lot of new guys out there. It probably realistically was going to take a while for it all to click. And I don't know that it's clicking 100% and that it's not going to turn back, but I sure have been encouraged by what I've seen in recent weeks. And yeah, Boo hit 21 miles plus per hour on his touchdown run, so he was moving. And Eli had 99 yards rushing, and Cartavius Norton ran the ball well. It was really encouraging to see the run game. Iowa State had over 200 yards rushing. And when you combine running the football with not turning it over and then creating four turnovers yourself, plus a blocked punt, that's a really good recipe for winning. And there was almost no way Iowa State could lose those game, that game doing those things.
What do you think the biggest strength or weakness is for Cincinnati?
I'd say their defense, although they've got good offensive numbers too. You know, they really are a weird team. They're 2-3. But they've outgained opponents by about 170 yards a game. They're top three in the Big 12 in total offense and total defense. And so their numbers are really, really good, but they don't have a great record. Now, a big part of that is they have had problems with turning the ball over, and it's really proved costly. Their loss at BYU the last time they played 15 days ago before this game, they have a 15-day break between games. They turned it over a couple times, and one was a pick six, and another one led to another touchdown. They outgained BYU by over 200 yards in that game, but they lost. And so that's kind of been the story of their season, but they're very talented. Dante Corleone, the godfather, an appropriate nickname, is a really, really good nose guard, probably the best one that Iowa State will see all season, and he creates a lot of havoc. And then, you know, they've got a quarterback in Emory Jones who's played at Florida and played at Arizona State. They've got some good talent, but they've just kind of – there are a lot of new guys, you know, gathered together too, kind of like Iowa State. The difference is, you know, 21 of their guys came from the transfer portal. So they're a little bit older guys, but they're still trying to figure it all out too.
Seems like this game you know, what team can get after the quarterback the most? You know, last game – Iowa State had four interceptions, a couple of sacks. I think that really helped aided them to that win as well against TCU. This seems like that kind of game as well, like you mentioned, putting up that many offensive yards against some of the opponents. It'd be really probably indicative of them to be able to force turnovers and get after and get the pressure, right?
I completely agree with you. You know, you look at Louisville, their defensive coordinator, Cincinnati, their defensive coordinator, Brian Brown, came with Coach Satterfield from Louisville. And last year, Louisville had 50 sacks, the most in the nation. So they love to come after the quarterback. They love to create pressure and create turnovers. And Iowa State has been one of the best teams in college football this year at preventing sacks. They have only had Rocco Beck sack three times. And so they're, I believe, tied for second in the nation in that category. So, you know, it's going to be a fascinating chess match, which team can get pressure on the quarterback. And as I mentioned, Emory Jones has shown he's very talented, but he has shown that he'll throw some balls up for grabs if he gets pressure on him. So that's something that Iowa State has to do. The dangerous part about that is that Jones can escape the pocket and run, and he can really, really run. So a lot like they treated Chandler Morris from TCU, I think Iowa State has to try to keep him in the pocket more than anything. And if you get there for a sack, great. Hopefully out of that pocket collapse. But more importantly, keep him from getting outside and running around where he really is dangerous and can make big plays.
Yeah. It is Cincinnati and Iowa State. Pregame at 9 here on Kicks 101.1. John will have the call at 11 o'clock as kickoff. John, have a great one. Bye week next week. So be big for Iowa State to go 4-3 heading into the bye, I'm sure.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Would love to see it, and thanks for having me on.
All right, have a good one.